And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Welcome to Shout Out, your weekly dose of everything LGBT.
This week, Steph catches up with Sean and Sam to see how baby Harriet has been doing.
Also, we hear how one idea, one song, one person can make a difference to Radio 4.
I'm Rose France and my esteemed co-presenter is Steph.
All this and more.
Not Andy.
Get better, Andy. All this and more coming in the next hour, we hope. I needed five hands then.
Did you?
Yes, I need more fingers. Oh. Somebody loan me some fingers.
You made I could say something terribly rude then.
Yes, no, I'm sure you could.
I won't do that because yes. We are a family show.
Yes. Hello. Oh, Rose, you haven't been here for a while. About 3 weeks, hasn't it?
About 3 weeks.
And the last time you were here, I was co-presenting with
you
as well.
Indeed.
Yes.
We're almost becoming a team.
Yes, we are. Lucy, Tara,
hiya.
Ready for Outshout. You had a good week?
Back to work.
Yeah. Thunder snow.
That didn't sound too convincing.
No, there was no thunder snow.
I was so disappointed.
It didn't happen.
I had my travel plans all ready. I was gonna, I had to leave work early. It's like, I've got to go. I'll never get back.
What, because of the snow?
To present my radio show.
Yeah, I always try to pull that one in July, but they don't believe me.
I think I can see where you might be going wrong there.
Yeah, well, you never know. I know, do you know, I've got a sledge, actually, which I bought 4 years ago.
It's going to get used.
I still haven't used it.
It'd be too old now, if it's plastic.
It's cool. Right, it's amazing. It's got, like, metal runners on it, and it's red.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be fast.
Nice.
Sounds
have
good.
You noticed that when you go into the big supermarkets like Tesco or Costco and that, at the beginning of the end of autumn, they start stocking sledges. Like, they're optimistic it's going to pour with snow.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to
never
pour.
Happens.
It's going to pour.
I was throwing snowballs after Christmas Day because I was in Scotland.
Oh.
Oh,
see?
Lovely.
So you just have to travel for it.
Yeah.
So my kids always get a bit of snow.
Oh, very good.
That's good. Yeah, and it's pouring up there at the moment, isn't it? They're getting
it's all sorts of
heavily hit.
And everything, yeah. Wind, yeah.
We always miss it in the southwest, don't we?
Yeah, we do,
There's
actually.
There's just no
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, I come from West Yorkshire, and so, last year we had the floods. It's far more interesting. All of a sudden, there was a river running through my parents' town where there was no river before. So, yeah. But you don't really get stuff like that in Bristol. It's not that great for weather.
No. Well, no, they did have the Bedminster flood, which was up to the midpoint of a double-decker bus in the
60s. Oh, I was alive then.
The 60s.
Because that was when the tobacco factories actually did tobacco. And they wasted millions of pounds worth of fags and that they had to dump in Lawrence Weston Tip. And the tip was full of people from the area.
Scroungy cigarettes.
So, yes. Yes, that had been sort of, is it human, not human consumption, but whatever it is for smoking, they weren't fit for humans to smoke,
fit for humans consumption.
But it was absolutely packed with people drying cigarettes out on their heaters. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a sight to behold because my nan lived in a flat behind that. So
another time. I think
like
in Bristol now, if it was marijuana, you might get the same sort of response. Am I allowed to say that?
What, marijuana?
Yeah, I think.
No, I think cannabis is better.
Cannabis or something. I don't think people get that excited about cigarettes anymore, but maybe a bit of weed, people would probably do the same thing.
Yeah. Do they still have those in Amsterdam? The weed cafes, are they still doing that?
Yeah.
Where you can get the cookies and the brownies and the muffins?
Yeah, but they are just the most. I mean, and maybe people are listening who can say that they're nicer than they are. And I can't say that I've been in one, and that's true. I have not been in one.
No,
but
I passed by them, and I was always a chicken.
Yeah,
and the
look,
smell makes me feel sick.
They just look so dingy.
I tried a brownie once, and it was just like. Well,
didn't affect you?
No.
Yeah, there you go. See.
There you go.
Right, are we ready for Outshout, girls and boys,
ready?
And the in-betweeners? And there we go, Lucy and Tara with Outshout.
Steph. nothing's happening in January. we've just going to be honest with you and say January is a grey month.
It's very grey, there it is, yeah. How about staying in and watching telly?
We could stay in and watch telly, or we could help you plan February, yes. And the first weekend in February is a doozy, so how about that?
This is a very tenuous link to January, that February follows it.
Yes,
I'm liking
absolutely.
This. But you go with it, girl.
But to be fair, there's a lot of things going on in Bristol, and if we tell you about them the day before, very often these things are booked out, and you haven't got a chance to go on tickets, and sometimes if people are listening to this show, and they hear, and they go, oh, I fancy checking that out, they should still have time to get these ones, we think,
it's a very popular location.
So we're doing a public service here. We're letting you know about fun things that are happening when we've all got money again in February.
Yeah,
because can you not even tell us about anything that's on telly or anything?
Hang on, Rose. Well, say that again.
Well, can you not even tell us about anything that's on telly?
Well, there is controversial tonight, isn't there?
There is. Yeah. There's the show on tonight.
What about trans kids?
Yes. So tune in for that if you want to watch. Yeah.
Which everyone's been trying to get banned. The trans community is trying to get banned because the nature of it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. We'll probably hear about that a bit later. Yeah, Yes.
So let's get back to Bar Whatever Bristol.
Bar Whatever Bristol, yes.
Which, actually, on the same theme, is all about gender. Mm-hmm. So it's playing with gender.
So Club Whatever, it's been in London since forever, and it's a well-known sort of queer scene kind of place. And they're now taking their act on the road, and they're bringing a three-day queer cabaret to Bristol.
So that's the 1st of February, 2nd of February, and the 3rd of February.
In the Old Market Assembly Rooms. So, and we love the Old Market Assembly Rooms.
Yeah, I spend most of my time there.
Yeah, it's so good, though. Their
and the food is brilliant.
Actually, did you just put the S on the end of that?
There is
Did
more
you
than
just
one.
Make it plural?
There is more than one. There's a theatre on the back. So if you just say one room, then that's just the big room. But if you think about the back
plural.
Room and the theatre, there's more than one room there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's broken
at least
up.
Three.
Yeah, and then there's the back.
Okay.
I've seen it myself.
Right. There's upstairs beer garden.
I thought it was just the assembly.
Probably in the 60s, yes, but it's now 2017, so it might have just been,
Ouch.
It's really good. I mean, the food is excellent as well. So it does vegan, vegetarian, and it has a little bit of...
Well, we go on and on about it, but...
You are going on and on about it, but okay. It is good. I've been
yes,
in there.
Look, Bar Whatever
Bristol. They do good vegan
Bristol.
Stuff.
Yeah, Bar Whatever Bristol, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of February. Tickets are £8, and it's at 8 o'clock, and they're going to do something slightly different every single night. So the acts will change from night to night, I think, depending on who they get. So you could actually buy tickets for all three nights. They'll give you a discount on that as well. And it'll be really, really good. Go there for some food, see some queer cabaret.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's the first one.
Okay.
Cool. And then the second.
Just as well, you got time for a second one.
We have got time for a second. The hours of hard work that goes into this.
So the next one is the Tobacco Factory.
On the 3rd of February. Yeah. Do you know... Well,
there's a tenuous link to tobacco now.
Do you watch TV programmes that have comedy guests that sit on the panels like QI and Have I Got News For You and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you aware then of a comedian called Susan Kalman who's on it pretty much quite a lot? She is coming to the Tobacco Factory on the 3rd and 4th of February with her stand-up show. Ooh. So if you saw her on the telly and you think, oh, she's quite funny, yeah. You like it. She tells some good stories about her cats. She's really into it. She she's a lesbian lady. And let's go for the stereotypes there. Her show is...
I'm saying nothing. I'm just going to turn my mic down a moment.
Something about cats.
Why not? So that's in Tobacco Factory as well. Not as well. Tobacco Factory, the other side of town from the assembly rooms. So you could go to the Queer Cabaret the 1st and 2nd of February. And then on the 3rd...
Oh, you haven't mentioned that, was that?
I think it's exciting, but I've just been met by blank looks from across the table. Well, I don't think Steph and Rose are going to be going.
No, can I just say that Rose is internet shopping a moment while you're doing Outshout. She's ordering stuff.
I'm looking at Susan Kalman, actually.
Thanks. The minutes of work that we put into this, and you're not even doing it.
I'm paying full attention.
Thank you, Steph. Right. Susan Kalman is funny. She is funny.
And there's a picture of her with... Can I describe that like that? With five pussies sitting on top of her.
Really?
Like, yeah. You look at it on the website. Yes.
Really?
No, there is. I can verify that.
I do remember a few listeners. She did a really funny stand-up routine about her cats. And,
Can you just hold that photo up to the mic there, Rose, so that people can
see it? And then everybody at home.
To describe it, there's two dark coloured kittens, two grey ones and one ginger one. Don't know what that says.
Oh, a redhead.
Yeah, there we go. Everyone's included.
A ginger.
There you go.
Ticket £16.50, 8 o'clock, 3rd and 4th, no Tobacco Factory Theatre.
No free cat included.
No, unfortunately, no.
It's Bedminster, do you get the cat?
Yeah, they probably do give you cats in Bedminster, yeah. Yeah. It's trendy enough now, isn't
Should
it?
Should we finish this segment before we get closed down?
Go on, then.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
The Love Affair.
Oh,
Everlasting
very nice.
Love. Don't we just love that one?
It's lovely. And do you know what? You always seem to play songs that are not very long. That's the other thing.
What, because you had your feet up and you had your eyes closed expecting. It's a 60s song. They didn't go much over 2 minutes.
That's the thing. They were quick. They sort of grabbed your attention.
Hard work if you were a DJ in the 60s.
Absolutely. They've got it easy these days.
Yeah. Right, earlier on this month, I caught up with Sam and Shan. Do you remember I did the item with baby Harriet, long after she was born?
The wee bairn, yes.
And so I caught up with the two mums.
Very nice.
They were visiting Bristol again, because Shan is from Bristol.
Okay.
They live in Kent now, but they come to Bristol quite often because of family and all that. So I caught up with them in a local coffee shop. Right, I've caught up with Shan and Sam, or Sam and Shan. I don't want you fighting over who goes, what name I put first. There was already trouble with the Christmas card. talking of Christmas, how was Christmas with the little one?
It was exciting, but she didn't have a clue what was going on. So it was all
she's a bit young yet, though.
I know. But it was all exciting to wake up Christmas morning and be like, oh my God, it's Christmas. And then by the time she had a bottle, had a look at some wrapping paper, she was back to sleep. So I was like, oh. So I think I'm looking forward to next year more.
Yeah, it is nice when they become more aware. When was the last time that we spoke to her? How old was she? She was still shiny out the wrapping, wasn't she?
I thought she was 6 weeks. It was 4 to 6 weeks, I think. Yeah. I know, I've forgotten how old she is already. And now she's coming up for 5 months.
Wow. And she's looking beautiful. She's just let our listeners know she is fast asleep at the moment. And Sam is about to join her, I think. You're looking very relaxed there.
I know. She was up late last night.
Just a note about the background noise. We are sat in a coffee shop at the moment, so there's a bit of background noise going on. She just looks so peaceful. So what's happened in your lives over the last time since we interviewed? Have you felt more settled? Have things been okay?
We've settled into it a bit more. I still are like, I'm still, oh, she makes a noise, and I worry about when we're in public and we're having something to eat and she makes like a noise and people look, and then you think, actually, she's a baby, she's gonna make noise. But she goes to a coffee shop most days.
What sort of noise do you mean?
Like when she cries or has a little bit of a whinge, and then people sort of look and do the whole tut and roll the eyes, and you think, so I always get a little bit anxious and you're a bit more relaxed.
I just think she's a baby at the end of the day. She's not a bad baby, you know.
Yeah. I don't know why people look, but they tend to, don't they?
Yeah.
But you'll find they tend to look when any noise is going on, whether it's the noise is coming from an adult or a baby.
But no, she's all right. She goes to a coffee shop most mornings, most days.
Does she have a double espresso with a pump of chocolate?
Not quite yet. I'm sure she will. Baby Cheeto, here we come.
Can you imagine an hour later?
Yeah. Are you going to sleep now? You're going to sleep? No, I'm not.
I want to run around the ceiling.
Oh, God.
Everything else has been okay, has it? Have you been around the family over
Christmas?
We have
been everywhere. So we had Christmas in Kent. We have had New Year's in Bristol and in Devon to see the rest of my family. And now you're about to go back to work, and I'm about to take over because we've shared.
It was your turn to be the stay-at-home mum.
Yeah.
So, Sam, I was stay-at-home mum. Did you miss work, or was all your time taken up with? Hang on a minute. Let's go back to the name a minute. You're not calling her Harriet, are you? Every time her nickname seems to have... Who gave her a nickname?
I think I did, because when she was born, her head smelt a bit like... Like lamb, right? I know. It's like, I was like, her head smells like lamb.
That's random.
She was, I know. Obviously, they come out with like a bit of blood in their head, don't they? So she smelled like lamb. And then we started calling her Shashlik, which is like a lamb kebab. And now she's nicknamed Shashi.
Shashi.
So when we're in public,
that's quite cute.
Where it's stuck, and people sort of question, what have you named your child? And you're like, oh no, her name's Harriet. But she's Shashi for sure.
Shashi for sure. Bears no resemblance to Harriet at all.
Not at all.
Well, I guess everyone would have been calling her Harry anyway. So
I think so. It'd be Harry, or some people have said about Hattie. But I think she'd have been a Harry. Yeah, definitely Harry.
Your brother tries to call her H, doesn't he?
Yeah, I said she's not a member of Steps.
Now that's going back. Right, Sam, work. Back to work. How did you feel being away from work for quite
a while? I thought I was really going to miss it. I've always been quite career-driven, but it's been actually really nice and it's just flown by. I don't know how I'm feeling about going back. I'll tell you next week.
Okay, well, that'll be for the next chapter.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss work, or are you really excited or nervous?
Well, I work with children already, so... But it's different when it's your own. So I'm going to have to write myself a little bit of a mental list. I actually may have to make like a spreadsheet or something, like a checklist every
day.
Do you know what I mean? Do something like make something up and be like, have I fed her?
When,
yes.
When she says she's going to make a spreadsheet, she's going to ask me to make it for her.
Yeah,
for now.
Could you do that? And then,
so you can have an Excel spreadsheet.
I'm going to inside the cupboard that I can like tick it off so then I can make sure. But I have been given a bit of pre-warning that... She's going back to work, I'm staying at home, providing that Harriet's looked after and she's fed and washed and all that. I need to make sure that I'm looking after Sam more, because she's going back to work.
Are you not looking after Sam?
Well, doing an alright job, but apparently there's a different connection that I will never understand, because obviously she's carried her for 9 months and then she's been with her from like the very start, as where I went back to work, as where now she's going to go back after spending every moment with her. Haven't we had about 6 hours apart from her? Well, I've had more because I've been working, but about 6 hours.
Oh, look.
Oh, she's just coming around. Oh, there we go. There's Shashi just coming around.
Oh, baby.
Aww.
She's going again.
I guess it's going to seem quite strange, Sam, when you go back to work first. You're going to be really missing and trying to get home as soon as you can, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure how far away I'll be working yet, but I think so. I think I'll be biting at the bit to be locking up and going home. So.
I can imagine, yeah. So, nervousness apart, what have you got planned for Shashi? Lots of outs.
We are going to be... I've signed up to a baby sign language class that they do at one of the centres.
Really? Tell me more about that.
Mackleton? Is that pronounced that right? Yeah, apparently you can teach them to communicate before they can speak, about them wanting a bottle and whatever else they may want. So that's sort of... Yeah, so we've already done... The centre has already done a... we've done a baby first aid course. Yeah. Which we've done together. We've done baby massage. There's little things that you can meet other mums, because we don't...
Now, see, I've never heard of baby sign language.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's quite incredible. And do they actually... Obviously, they're not going to sign back, so it's all one way.
No, they sign back.
They do?
They will teach to sign back.
They have to be 5 months. Once they're 5 months, they can start to understand.
Yeah. Oh. And they'll be able to sign back.
Wow!
Yeah.
I think it's sort of over time, they get better at it, and then the idea is they progress on to talking.
That's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Plus, it's going to be the first thing that I'm going to go to where I haven't got you, if you know what I mean. We've done the baby massage together, we've done the first aid together, but we haven't... This will be the first one that I'll be going to on my own.
Have you tried swimming yet?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Are you one of these parents who can actually put the baby in and let her just find her own way?
Well, we didn't dunk her into the water, did we? A friend of ours is a swimming teacher, so she comes swimming with us, I want to say the second or third time, and she sort of said, this is what you've got to do, and she teaches babies from like a very little age, so we sort of handed her over,
So I'm not sure I could see my baby sort of floundering and...
Absolutely fine. She's absolutely fine.
She is a real water baby.
Yeah, absolutely loves water. You literally can just have her float in, and provided you support her head, she will kick and just float her body, and she absolutely loves it.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely loves all
that. Wow.
She cries when we have to get her out of the bath.
Yeah, she cries when we get her out of the bath.
Really?
Yeah, no, she is.
What other things have you got lined up?
Well, we haven't actually been to like a baby playgroup, have we?
No, that's your job.
You, Sam's not interested in going into a room with other people's like babies that nappies need changing and a really bad cup of coffee. Not really your thing. As a, I think.
Just like to say, we just had a very, very decent cup of coffee.
So she like. To go and meet other mums and other kids the same sort of age, then it would mean they'd be going up to the 2-hour play group at the village hall. I mean, I'll be doing that sort of thing. Just to try and meet some more people, because I think it's going to be quite lonely.
Do you really? Yeah. You think you're going to be lonely?
Yeah, I think it'll be lonely. You struggle with being lonely.
Well, I made sure I did something every day, so I didn't feel like being like I was lonely. But I think it could easily have...
I guess the periods when Harriet's asleep and that must be, you know, what do I do now? And,
yeah.
You know, because there's only so much housework, I guess, you can
Oh, there's
can
always
do.
More housework. There's always more.
Oh, was that a hint?
No. The baby has to sleep in the same room as you for the first 6 months. This is what...
Oh, this is why she's looking at me now. Like, oh, the baby has to stay in the room for 6 months as we're...
Even when they have their naps. So.
Right. Yeah. So now I can put her down in her own room. Yeah, and exactly. I can go and do the washing. Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so the house should
Thank
be tidy
you.
When
Thank
I get
very
home.
Much for explaining that.
Yes, we don't want any fighting, not in the coffee shop,
we
girls.
So.
Well, listen, we need to catch up again for a part three. We're going to follow you throughout Harriet's growing up.
Yeah.
So we'll be coming back. So thank you for letting us into your lives.
You're more than welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast. Podcast.
Barry White, the very dulcet tones of Barry White.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Yes. You're the first. You're the last. You're my everything. Don't you? What a sexy voice that man has.
Yeah, really nice.
He used to, quite a while ago, do a 5-hour radio show about just soul love songs and with his voice late at night.
Ah, he was actually presenting it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, he presented it. Oh, it was good music, but yeah. His voice...
Did it make the speakers vibrate and sort of...
He did. Yeah. He did. He's got off the shelf. Such a sexy voice, that man. Mm. Yeah, and he was playing sexy tracks as well.
There you go.
Yes.
Calm down. Have a cold glass of water.
Yeah, there's no cold showers in this place, is there? And Matthew and Ella are about to do the news.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 12th of January.
Human rights activist Peter Tatchell has written a very personal account of the late singer-songwriter George Michael to mark his passing. In the essay at his website, Mr. Tatchell reveals that he first met George at a gay nightclub in 1980, before George was famous, and that, even then, George's singing voice was outstanding. Peter pays tribute to George's support for various causes throughout his career, including giving concerts for striking minors, Childline, Palestine Solidarity, Comic Relief, and, of course, LGBT issues. Peter concludes that with music that will give pleasure for many decades to come, George Michael's legacy is that of a supremely talented performer, an opponent of injustice, and a charitable humanitarian.
She's a 70s-style feminist who at various times has professed to hate gay men, hate transgender women, and hate vegetarians. The Guardian's resident controversial columnist, Julie Bindle, is back for LGBT History Month with a talk at the Working Class Movement Library near Manchester on the 4th of February on her politics of lesbian separatism. Tony Fenwick of the LGBT History Month Coordinating Committee said that he was looking forward to Bindle's presentation, but not everyone is happy. Some transgender activists have asked that the event be dropped from the LGBT History Month umbrella over Ms. Bindle's strongly worded diatribes against trans people. A Change.org petition says it is unacceptable to host a speaker under the LGBT acronym she actively opposes. Bindle is a participant in the oppression of a huge number of LGBT people.
Media website Digital Spy says that Twitter users have been discussing a spat which took place on Channel 5's reality show Celebrity Big Brother between gay housemate Austin Armacost and James Jordan. The latter's reference to little soft boys was taken by some viewers as homophobic, but this has been disputed by others.
Gay actor Jim Parsons, who plays Sheldon Cooper in E4's top-rated comedy The Big Bang Theory, is to present a six-part political satire and comedy show for the Sirius internet radio channel Radio Andy. The programme, called Jim Parsons Is Too Stupid for Politics, debuts on Friday the 20th of January. Parsons say that he will be interviewing experts on the US political system to get to grips with what really goes on at Capitol Hill.
Trans activists have registered opposition to a programme that will go out this evening on BBC Two Network in the UK entitled Transgender Kids, Who Knows Best? Newswire Gaystar News says that many fear the programme will be a biased and sensationalised piece because it speaks with a discredited doctor called Kenneth Zucker, who claims that trans people are endangering children by allowing them to transition. Zucker claims that a new trans orthodoxy has driven him out of his job, but Gaystar News questions this, saying that he was actually forced to quit for psychological abuse against minors. There is a fierce debate raging at the comments thread of Gaystar News between trans activists and anti-trans gay men and lesbians.
Proudly displaying the rainbow colours of Pride, IBM have launched a new logo ready for the 2017 Pride season. It's a multicoloured variant of their famous computer print logo, which they have been using since the 70s. The corporation is considered one of the most gay and trans-friendly workplaces in the world and has a long-standing record on human rights. In the 1930s, it was one of the first international companies to equalise men and women's pay. and implemented equal opportunities policies in the 1950s. In recent years, the corporation has supported a pride march in India and opposed Carolina's religious freedom laws, which target gay people.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Ella Watts.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Friends of Distinction, they are Love, or Let Me Be Lonely.
Ooh.
California soul at its best.
Yeah, there's definitely a flavour for tonight.
Yeah,
I have to say.
They didn't make it in this country very big.
No, but
a lot of their tracks were being released over here, but... That,
stands the test of time,
good.
Though,
yes,
Steph.
It
a bit like you, my love.
Careful, you're close.
Now then, I am going to intro this next piece. So basically, BBC Radio 4, I've heard, they're investigating and looking for a sort of younger demographic.
Yeah, they want to change. They want to have lower age listeners.
Yeah.
They think they've only got a very high age group listening to their station.
Right. Well, there's one group of people in Bristol, based at the university, and they've got one idea how this one song, and this is a bit of a clue here to this next article, this one idea, one song, one programme is making the difference.
That's not what we wanted, was it?
That's not it.
No.
We're nearly there. Here we go.
Senior lecturer in audio and music technology at the University of the West of England here in Bristol. We've got a collaboration going with BBC Radio 4 where we're trying to get a younger demographic that are contributing to Radio 4 programmes. Our final year students have come up with several good ideas, and one of which we thought we ought to let you know about on this programme.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made.
One of our final year students, David, came up with the idea that Same Love by Macklemore would be a very good track to base part of this program, or even the whole of this program, around. David, what about this track do you think makes it suitable for this kind of program, and what are we going to do with it?
Well, I first heard the song back in 2012, and it was released during the US vote for same-sex marriage, to legalise same-sex marriage, and the song is about that, which made it very political and very powerful at the time of its release. And we had a meeting with the BBC producers, and they told us about the idea of us doing a pilot episode, and when they were discussing what they wanted it to be more contemporary and attract a younger audience. I just thought this song seemed perfect for what they wanted.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying.
So I kind of put my hand up and pitched the idea to the producers, and they were all really enthusiastic and really on board with it. And we just started getting into contact with various communities in Bristol City.
It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same bite that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else.
Bristol has a huge LGBT scene. We have Bristol Pride every year, which is a fantastic festival, and several communities and organisations that I was able to reach out to and who wanted to be involved with this project. Most notably, Sing Out Bristol, who are the Bristol LGBT choir. I told them about the idea and the song that we were hoping to base the programme around. And many of them said they had stories they felt related to the song, related to what the song talks about. Even if I wanted to, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
We press play, don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the
same. So that's what we've been doing, interviewing them, listening to their stories, and asking them, how do you feel this relates to the song Same Love, and then putting it in the programme. And we found some really amazing, quite moving stories out there.
They're actually going to sing a version of this song that we can put behind the programme, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. We're going to be working on their own arrangements, and we've said they can really make the song their own, and this is their chance to kind of get their voice heard.
Of course, that's getting their voice heard. We're not just interested in the members of Sing Out Bristol. We're interested in any listeners, anyone who this song chimes with. We want their stories as well, don't we?
Yes, definitely. It's not just with Sing Out Bristol. Anyone who feels when they listen to this song, they think they can relate to it, or it reminds them about something that's happened to them, or maybe a friend, something that they experienced and have been through. We'd love to hear that and see if we could get it to work with the programme. So if any of you do have a story and would like to have it potentially being heard by millions of people over national radio, please do get in touch.
Same Love. Yeah. And Rose, you've got some information so people can get in touch.
I have, yeah. So if anyone's been affected by that and they actually want to get in contact, the email address that you need, I'll read it out first and then I'll spell it for you, but it's martin.harries@uwe.ac.uk. Martin is spelled MARTYN dot Harries, HARRIES, and that's at uwe.ac.uk. shoutout.co.uk. So if anyone's got any stories that relate to that song, that's really what they're looking for, isn't it, in people's
it
lives?
It is, yes. Yeah.
And just give Martin an email and he'll respond.
Okay, thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, as we go into this for Non-Blondes WhatsApp, get ready. I want you all to join in the chorus. That's everybody. Okay, so the whole of the green room's just walked into the studio. And of course, the 60-odd thousand listeners at home and wherever you are on the planet, sing along.
The Shout Out Podcast.
For a destination.
Round of applause to you all. Oh, yay! We ought to do one of them a month so that people know when not to tune in.
Yeah, when they can turn off.
Honestly, I have to say, I actually really hate that record. If they do a Rube 101 one of these, they do Rube 101, that record will be something I'd cast in.
Yes, I apologise. Just say what you mean, Terry. Don't hold back. Bring it on. Yeah, bring it on.
But
bring it on.
Did brilliantly.
Yes, I thought the studio did well.
Yeah, request for next week, please.
I think it sounded quite good. With 60,000 odd people around the planet.
We're not
going to
do this every week, Lucy.
No.
No.
No way. We could like, lose all our listeners.
We could do Boney M next time or something.
Okay. I'll put that in the playlist.
Which one? Which
Ra
one?
Ra Rasputin. Of course.
Oh, of course.
Good choice,
oh,
Lucy.
Yes.
Yeah. Lover of the Russian Queen.
Good yeah.
Oh, there's
okay.
Rash.
And are you okay with that one, Terry? I don't want you freaking out next week.
What's that? Yeah.
Over the wrong tune. You're okay with that one.
Rasputin.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic tune.
It's a really good song.
Those Russians, as Donald Trump once said, I believe.
I think he said
it to him. Yeah.
He's a total germaphobe, Rose. Got to believe him. No, that stuff is nasty, apparently.
That's got to be word of the year, germaphobe.
Germaphobe.
Yeah, so I had to look it up.
The thing is that when I heard that on the news, I didn't know the contents of the dossier, and everybody on BBC was just being so prim and proper about it. I was like, what on earth happened? Well, obviously, we can't talk about it for radio purposes, but just go Google Donald Trump BuzzFeed and you'll know all about it.
Okay.
Right, before we go, tonight, if you're listening live on the three stations that I broadcast in live, that's Thursday, at 9 o'clock, so just after we finish here, the BBC, BBC Two, are doing a programme called Transgender Kids. Terry, can you give us the press release from the BBC?
This is the BBC's own wording. They say, transgender kids, who knows best? Around the world, there's been a huge increase in the number of children being referred to gender clinics, boys saying they want to be girls and vice versa. In this challenging documentary, BBC Two's award-winning This World strand travels to Canada, where one of the world's leading experts in childhood gender dysphoria, that is the condition where children are unhappy with their biological sex, lost his job for challenging the new orthodoxy that children know best. Speaking on TV for the first time since his clinic was closed down, Dr. Kenneth Zucker believes he is the victim of the politicisation of transgender issues. The film presents evidence that most children with gender dysphoria eventually overcome the feelings without transitioning and questions the science behind the idea that a boy could somehow be born with a female brain or vice versa. It also features Lou, who was born female and had a double mastectomy as part of transitioning to a man. She now says it is a decision that haunts her and feels that her gender dysphoria should have been treated as a mental health issue. This documentary examines Zucker's methods, but it also includes considerable contributions from his critics and supporters of gender affirmation, including transgender activists in Canada and leading medical experts, as well as parents and with those with differing experiences of gender dysphoria and gender reassignment. The executive producer is Sam Bagnall, and the director is John Conroy.
Thank you, Terry. I don't think we should discuss it now. We really need to watch the programme. So next week we'll make time out to discuss it, because it's going to be quite controversial, I'm sure. Now, the awards. They end at the awards close at midnight on the 31st. So I hope all of those who've been nominated are pushing votes for yourselves. And of course, we then end in the Old Market Assembly on the 9th of Feb with an absolutely fantastic 2-hour live show where we present. And of course, there's another 2 hours after that for the after party where I'll be presenting H&H for 2 hours. The whole thing's going to be live on two stations, BCFM and Pirate Nation Radio, right from begin to end. We've got Marvin Rees, the mayor's going to be there. We've got Emma Britton, the BBC breakfast show. And I think we've got somebody from one of the commercial shows, Heart, and I can't remember who now off the top
great.
Of my head.
Ooh, really, a really pan-media event.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous. Quite packed.
Yeah. Look forward to it, yeah, great. Yeah.
So, and of course, all of us are going to be there.
Yeah, we are going to all be there.
Yeah, we got to save up for our uniforms.
Yeah.
Rubber doesn't come cheap. It does.
But you don't have to tailor it. That's a great thing.
Oh, don't ruin it for Terry. Don't ruin it for Terry.
Yeah. Maybe Terry tailors his rubber. That's completely fine. You do you.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I think we just need to encourage all our listeners, if you haven't voted yet, there's still time to the 31st. If you want to, you know, nominate your best sort of pub in Bristol, your best nightclub, you know, the best bar person, all of these different categories that just go on and on and on. You know, best performer, best drag act, you know, I'm not going to read them all out because, you know, I think you get the idea.
Well, you can read a few, Ang.
I can keep reading. It'll take us to the end of the show. But, you know...
No, we're about to end now, Rose.
But this is your chance
to
have your say.
By the time you've coughed and sneezed a bit, we'll be at the end of the show.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not nominated, so...
No!
Although,
Rose!
Was there not a category for best shout-out presenter,
gangster,
person, chattery person?
Actually, shout-out. Somebody tried to nominate shout-out, but of course we can't, we can't put ourselves in our own awards. That would look very suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone get on the phone to Russia. Well, somebody's been doing
especially after we'd obviously win. Right, that's it for now, I'm afraid. And so time beats us yet again. Thanks for listening.
That's you now, next week.
What? No.
Anyway, I'll read your bit, shall I?
Yeah, you go on.
Next week, Liz Sorapure from Mind.
I know, I was stuck with
joins
that. Joins
us in the studio. And of course, the awards are getting closer.
Yes, they are. And for podcasts, go to shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Whatever station you're listening on, or wherever in the world you are, take care.
Join us again next week, same time and same channels. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.